Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called Talk with Relevance. I was sitting in a magnificent hall, sitting where others had sat for over 500 years. It was a place of great religious importance, once ravaged by the Black Death but now vibrant with youthful life. I was in the upper hall of Jesus College, Cambridge, tucking into a feast of stuffed saddle of lamb, washed down with a large glass of red wine which was full of depth and intensity. Like many events, there were lots of reasons why people had come on this day to this great place, and I found myself looking around at people and imagining their reasons. The president tapped the glass, and silence fell upon the room. Confidently, the speaker began. He was a man of great passion and knowledge, and for a moment he commanded all our thoughts. But it was a mixed audience. Some listeners shared his passion on the subject, and others did not. I looked around the room, and I saw eyes beginning to glaze. Then that frightened look began to appear on people's faces. You know, that look created by the thought, "Oh, I'm bored. I can't keep my eyes open. I can't keep awake. Gotta keep awake. Help, I'm not gonna make it." Finally, 30 minutes later, the speaker finished and the audience clapped. Some clapped in admiration, others because of etiquette or relief, and some even clapped as a recognition of their own success for staying awake. It was a well-structured, passionate and informed talk, and for some it was perfect. For others, they were the right audience at the wrong time, and for others it simply carried little relevance. It is, of course, not a unique story. We've all sat and listened to others as they talk about things they find interesting or important, but which we find uninteresting or irrelevant. Not just in speeches and lectures, but also in the conversations we have every day. Of course, we're all culprits, frequently subjecting others to our conversation and speeches with little thought about whether they will find these words interesting or relevant. So maybe, rather than talking from our own agendas so much, we should think a little more about what is relevant to the audience or group we're with. Then the words and comments we utter may have more purpose in this inspirational world that we live. So till next week, talk with relevance. David Gardner.